weekend. This one happened during the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021. You have a new threshold, and you should be aware of it, because the IRS is going to come knocking, and this is why they have 80,000 people. The Internal Revenue Service reminded income taxpayers that due to the American Rescue Plan Act, gig workers who accept any transaction over $600 through a third-party app such as Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, must report those payments.
They're not going to go after people making $600.
Yes, they are. Just a friendly reminder. By the way, there's something else that happened on Wednesday afternoon. And what were you doing Wednesday afternoon besides being glued to the TV and the news, right?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. You might have been preparing for, I don't know, a holiday weekend where you completely tuned out. So you might have missed what happened Wednesday afternoon at the Fed, but they started their CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency. Yes, the Fed coin is here. Now, they rolled it out on Wednesday. That was the only day they could do it, you know? Because they've been denying that any of this stuff was happening, but they could only get it when no one was paying attention. So they rolled it out, and it's in its beta test now. But here's the thing. I don't know if it's going to work, because this is what they're trying to do. They're very concerned that they won't be able to make large digital transactions across the Atlantic. Okay, they're worried. You know, these big transactions that happen, what they're doing now, and I'm going to try to break this down because it's very, very technical, but let me break this down for you. What they're doing is they're taking a digital currency and they're buying and selling and trading those digital currency, those dollars, over to someplace else. And they got to make it all the way over. Those numbers have to make it all the way over. Now, that's what they do. But now they're going to take a digital coin, not a digital dollar, a digital coin. And they're going to buy and sell and trade. And those numbers have to go all the way over to another place and finish the transaction.
That's a completely different thing.
Completely.
This not related at all.
Okay, how are you going to do this? You're going to take a whole system that is based on a digital paper dollar. Mm-hmm. You're going to digitize that dollar, and then you're going to just move numbers to another bank? That's a dollar. That's paper. This is a coin. How are you going to do that? Completely different. So they think that as long as it passes its beta test, don't worry, they could have it. They could have it by spring.
So they're essentially taking 20th century technology and using it in the 21st century.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
That's bold.
But they have to have a name change for it.
You're right.
You know, this was a Federal Reserve printed currency that had been digitized.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Federal Reserve digital currency.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So one starts as a digital, the other one has to be transformed digitally. So they've cut that transforming part out, and that's the part where it gets really sketchy. Okay. By the way, India just rolled out its retail pilot program for digital rupees as well. Don't worry. I think maybe we should start having the conversation, because this is coming. Maybe we should start having the conversation of, gosh, this looks like the mark of the beast. I mean, doesn't it?
But surely it's not.
Surely it's not. Of course not.
Not from the U.S. government.
No. They never do anything underhanded or evil.
Never.
At some point, the world is going to go into a crisis, or a country is going to go into a crisis. It might be the UK, it might be Italy, might even be the United States, but something is going to happen. Things are very, very taut in the financial world at the moment. When that happens, I think they will close the banks. You'll wake up on a Sunday afternoon or Sunday morning and say, and hear the news that they've shut the banks, not going to open on Monday. And then by Monday evening or Tuesday, you'll get the announcement that we're having a new currency, the CBDC, and don't worry, it'll be 1-to-1 against the old currency. But there'll be some restrictions on your ability to convert your old money into the new money.
Through gene editing.
Why do such a thing and lie about it? Our own government.
Your own government lies as a matter of course, as a matter of policy. The Tuskegee experiments on black men in the 30s, Henrietta Lacks.
What are they trying to do?
That's the missing piece.
But it's not hard to imagine a government hiding, hoarding technology for 70 years at the expense of human life and the future of the planet. Driven not only by corporate greed, but a darker objective.
The takeover of America.
And then the world itself, by any means necessary, however violent or cruel or efficient, by severe drought brought on by weather wars conducted secretly using aerial contaminants and high-altitude electromagnetic waves, in a state of perpetual war, to create problem, reaction, solution scenarios to distract, enrage, and enslave American citizens at home. With tools like the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act, which abridge the Constitution in the name of national security. The militarization of police forces in cities across the U.S., the building of prison camps by the Federal Emergency Management Agency with no stated purpose. The corporate takeover of food and agriculture, pharmaceuticals and healthcare, even the military in clandestine agendas to fatten, dull, sicken, and control a populace already consumed by consumerism.
And I encourage you all to go shopping more.
A government that taps your phone, collects your data, and monitors your whereabouts with impunity. A government preparing to use that data against you when it strikes. And the final takeover begins.
The takeover of America.
By a well-oiled and well-armed multinational group of elites that will cull, kill, and subjugate.
Happening as we sit here.
It's happening all around us.
The other shoe waiting to drop.
It'll probably start on a Friday. The banks will announce a security action necessitating their computers to go offline all weekend.
Digital money will disappear.
They can just steal your money?
Followed by the detonation of strategic electromagnetic pulse bombs to knock out major grids.
What will seem like an attack on America by terrorists or Russia.
An invasion of the U.S.
The Russians tried it in 47.
Financial. This is where we have incredible power. We just heard about the new app. Our purchases, where we work, our what we create, our inventions, our banking, our savings, our investments, our donations, our taxation. For many years, I worked as an investment advisor, and one of the things I discovered was many people who said they were for freedom were financing tyranny. So look at your balance sheet, look at your financial statements, ask the question, are you financing freedom or are you financing tyranny? Communications, what we say, what we do. I just saw a marvelous t-shirt with mistletoe for Christmas, and it said, ready to talk politics at Christmas. So obviously how you vote, how you lobby, how you take action politically. So what I mean is whether it's spiritual, whether it's cultural, whether it's political, whether it's financial, every way we act is a vote. And if enough of us get together, it's going to make a huge difference. So I want to flesh out your two choices, because we can take action for freedom now, or we can stay comfortable and convenient, and I want to show you what those two options look like. If we don't choose freedom now, you heard a very good presentation from Arno Wellens about CBDC. For many, many years, we've seen digital technology move to build a corral, fences around each of us, digital fences of control, surveillance systems, systems that influence propaganda. And as they come up, it's like a herd of cattle who have fences coming up around them. So think of us as having three fences around each one of us. And what CBDC and digital IDs and vaccine passports will do is they will snap into place a fourth fence. And when that fence snaps into place, we are locked down financially and digitally. I call it digital concentration camps. This technology can turn our homes, our cars, and our communities literally into digital concentration camps. When I say that, people don't believe that the vision is this dark, but I want to show you three videos to give you a sense of what this feels like. The first video is Augustine Carsons, who is the head of, he's the general manager of the Bank of International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. Who here knows who the BIS is? So this is the central bank of central banks. 63 central banks are members of the BIS from Basel, Switzerland. The rarest thing in the world is to see a central bank tell you the, a banker tell you the truth. Now you're going to get to see a central banker tell you the truth, a very rare moment.
All our analysis on CBDC, in particular for the use of general, to the general use, we tend to establish the equivalence with cash. And there is a huge difference there. For example, in cash, we don't know, for example, who's using a $100 bill today. We don't know who is using a 1,000 peso bill today. A key difference in with the CBDC is that central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability. And also we will have the technology to enforce that. Those two issues are extremely important, and that makes a huge difference with respect to what cash is.
Can you hear me? What he just told you is if you're not allowed to buy chocolate, your money won't work to buy chocolate. If you're not allowed to go more than 5 kilometers from your home, your car or your money won't work more than 5 kilometers from your home. And that those rules can be dictated and controlled at a phenomenally central level. We're talking about the end of sovereignty. So this is taxation without representation. If I want to double taxes and just take it out of your account, no problem. The nominee for Office of Controller of Currency in the United States last year, fortunately she wasn't voted into the position, she wrote an article for the Vanderbilt Law Review and published it and said, it's no problem dealing with inflation, you just freeze everybody's bank accounts because with CBDC you can do that. Okay, this is Richard Werner, the top academic scholar in the world on central banking. He wrote the book and did the documentary, The Princes of the Yen, about the Japanese central bank. Here he is in Malmo, Sweden, in May.
Also, they never talk about the nature of this CBDC. What is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that. Right. But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. He saw it. He was invited to one of the old central banks in Europe that are very much promoting this, and they showed him. And you know, he's a top executive director of another central bank in Europe, and there's no reason to believe that he was telling me a story. And he was around this large and would be implanted under your skin. So that is the plan.
Right.
And of course that has other implications on top of what we've mentioned, on top of the control aspects, because that actually enters your body, in my view, violates human dignity, and can be then used for even in terms of functionality beyond the monetary and economic transaction purposes. So highly dangerous and definitely something we have to oppose. And so using cash is one of the things we can do to make sure that it will be, the hurdle will be higher for the central planners to introduce the CBDC.
When was the last time you wrote an actual check or bought something with cash?
Swiping and tapping our cards and our apps are not just the easiest way to spend money, they're the safest way, unless, of course, we misplace our phones or our wallets, and then it's a nightmare. It is hard to misplace your hands, however. And soon your hand may be all that you need to buy anything that you can afford and many things that you can't. Because a company called WalletMore is developing a very teeny, teeny, tiny chip. You see it there in the X-ray? That should creep you out. The chip is like the ones that are found in smart credit cards or debit cards. And the chip gets embedded just under your skin and makes your whole hand a credit card. Joining me now is Wojtek Paroda. He's the CEO and founder of WalletMore. Okay, Wojtek, this is so futuristic and out there, but walk me through how it actually works.
Hey, so first of all, thanks for having me. Let's look at the chip as a super small card that you can use wherever contactless payments are accepted. So it's exactly the same NFC technology, which stands for near field communication, and therefore it can be used only for the near field communication payments. So therefore you cannot be tracked, you cannot be monitored, you cannot be spied with that implant, because it's exactly the same technology as credit card.
So here's my worry, is that you can accidentally buy something by just having your hand too close to a machine, or you could accidentally have your data all stolen by shaking someone's hand, because a lot of times we protect our cards in, you know, in cases that can't be penetrated. But if it's in your hand, it's really hard to do that.
It's not that simple, to be honest. First of all, you cannot lose money when you are shaking hands with anyone, because the implant is the passive tag and it doesn't have any internal source of energy. And therefore, the only option to get the read of that implant is to put it in the near field of terminal. So therefore, the other implant, which is inside of the other person's hand, is not capable of processing information. You need to have that source of energy, and only terminals that you can see at the moment are capable of providing that energy. So that's one thing. The other thing is that you definitely cannot lose your money because of the fact that you tap in a random place. Why? Because the implant is so small compared to the credit card. Normally, of course, when you tap the credit card, the terminal, it gets the read instantly. With the implant, it's a little bit different because you need to be super precise. And therefore, if someone is touching your hand, finding this perfect sweet spot, because that's how we need to look at it, you would realize at least 10 times that something is going on with your hand. So that's
humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will. That's over.
We have all this still myth of free will, that everything we choose is of our own free will. And this is a myth that served us well for a couple of centuries. But now it's becoming dangerous.
Previously, surveillance was mainly above the skin. Now it's going under the skin.
Well, I think maybe in a couple of decades, when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. And this was the moment when everything became monitored. That we agreed to be surveyed all the time. Not just in authoritarian machines, but even in democracies. And maybe most importantly of all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling MyPillow product, and now I've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And with your promo code, you still save $90 a pair. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help relieve stress on your feet. Wear them anytime, anywhere. You'll absolutely love my slippers, and I'm extending my 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023, making them the best Christmas gifts ever. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code to save $90 on my original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair. Quantities won't last long, so please order now.
So many of us think that sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is a necessity. It's going to help you restore all your bodily functions, help your body recover, recoup. It's something that we need to function on a daily basis. We need to feel restful. And if you're not feeling restful because you're not getting a proper night's sleep, then I have something just for you. I just absolutely adore Dr. Stella. She comes out with some great supplements. And here's one of the newest ones she came out with, and it's Kobe Sleeps. So if you have trouble going to sleep at night and you want a more restful night's sleep, go to drstellamd.com, go to her supplement section and purchase this and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and you'll save some money there. Not only does it help promote a more restful night's sleep, it helps with stress and joint function. So if you have stress, you have joint function, you're also not getting a good restful night's sleep, you need to go to drstellamd.com, get these Kobe Sleep Bites right now, and save money by using promo code AmberMay.